Text that.
No, I don't. Okay, we're good. We're talking today about an interesting topic. We spent a lot of time learning the sugya of Truma. We spent a lot of time discussing what exactly is chayiv in Truma, what the status is of things in Eretz Yisrael, what kinds of produce is chayiv in Truma. And now we spoke a lot about the act of hafrashas Truma. It could be that we'll have one more week about hafrasha, but I want to speak tonight, now that Truma has finally been separated. The question becomes, who's allowed to eat it? We have Truma, and we want to know who's allowed to consume it. So I'll have a bit of a hakdama in terms of what we know, just some basic dinim. We'll then start to analyze a little bit some of the discussion about who's included, what will be machal to different kinds of people, and hopefully it can be a worthwhile shiur. Some of this relates to some sugyas that we've seen in Ksubis, on Daf Nun Hey, there's a lot of action going on. Let's try to do our best. The Torah teaches us, we know, that a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, and a Zar is not allowed to eat Truma. A non-Kohen who eats Truma, so that he gets certain dinim applied to him, which we'll speak about another week. But the Derech Klal, the person that eats Truma, is a Kohen. That's who I give the Truma to. Torah tells us in Vayikra Chav Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'Kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo, hu yochal bo, vili beso, heim yochlu belachmo. So, if you're part of the family of the Kohen, the halacha is that you're also allowed to eat Truma. If you're the daughter of a Kohen, you're allowed to eat Truma so long as she's not married to an Ish Zar. So long as she's not married to an Ish Zar. I'm right. Similarly, the Kohen's wife is allowed to eat Truma. Kinyan Kaspo. Kinyan Kaspo, the Gemara Darshins. That a woman is allowed to eat Truma also. That is in the Gemara Masechet Yevamos and Daf Samech Vav. Not only can the Kohen's daughters eat Truma, can the Kohen's wife eat Truma, the Kohen's Avadim can also eat Truma. If Nasa Isha Vekana Avadim, Sheochel B'Truma, we also learn that from Kinyan Kaspo. Not only that, the Gemara learns that if his wife buys Avadim, or if his Avadim buy Avadim, how that happens, discussion we showed him, because Avadim can't really do that. But all of those things, they're all allowed to eat Truma. It's also clear in Mishnayos, in the 11th parak of Maseches Trumos, that the Kohen's animal is also allowed to eat. It's also allowed to eat Truma. So Truma, on the one hand, is this unique item that only a Kohen is allowed to, a Zar can't eat. But the Kohen, we have sort of this expansion. The Kohen's family can eat, Kohen's wife can eat, the Kohen's Avadim can eat, Kohen's Behema can eat. And the question is, why, or what does it take to also be included in those people that are allowed to eat the Truma? So we want to first understand Kinyan Kaspo. The Gemara Darshan's there, Maseches Yevamos, it's in Maseches Ksubis also, I believe, that Kinyan Kaspo, that a person is who is purchased in a certain sense by a Kohen, is allowed to eat Truma. That includes his wife, presumably, the Gemara tells us. It includes Avadim, etc. What kind of kinyan do you actually need in order to be able to eat Truma? So the first mahalach, and this is going to be important for Kenanim in general, the first mahalach is one that Tosfos and the Ritva Maseches Yevamos seem to have. The Avnei Milum discusses at length in an important tshuva in Siman Yud Zayin, and that is a kinyan mamon. The standard kind of kinyan is more of a monetary kinyan, and at least one category of people, clearly when it comes to purchasing, let's say, a behema, comes purchasing probably an Eved, it's a regular monetary kinyan. And if you own someone in a monetary kind of kinyan, that's mahalach number one, that's called kinyan kaspo. The person who is monetary, owned by a Kohen, is allowed to eat Truma. There does seem to be some discussion to be shown him there. We know there are different madregas of monetary kinyanim. There's kinyan peros, there's kinyan guf, there's actually owning the item, owning the chefza. There's owning the person as far as their payros. Anything, any money they make, I get, but I don't really own them. Discussions are going to be showing him how much you really need kinyan mamon, but that's one kind of kinyan. One sodden we showed him. That's the kind of kinyan you need in order to allow yourself to feed other people truma. However, the Avnei Miluim points out there that not so fast. And it's a very important tshuva for a bunch of different sugyas. But it could be you don't really require kinyan mamon. It could be that kinyan iser suffices. There's something called a kinyan iser. What a kinyan iser is not really a monetary kinyan. But there are certain people that I don't own them the way I own property. But kinyan iser, for our purposes, we would define as someone that I I do a kinyan to when there's some sort of, I affect a status change. I affect a status change. As an example, one potentially good example is the kinyan ha'isha niknes b'shlosha drachim, that a person can marry their wife, they purchase their wife. For many rishonim, many, that is not a kinyan mamon. You do not own your wife the same way that you own a field, tothvos and ksubis notwithstanding. What you do is you have a status change, that there is a certain kind of relationship that gets established, and her status has shifted. She was a single woman, you did a kinyan on her, and now she is a married woman. It is a kinyan isser. The Avnei Miluim suggests that, you know, some of these people, there isn't a kinyan mamon. Some of these people, there's no real monetary kinyan. Some of them are kinyan issers. The third will be mahalik between people in a second. The third kind of mahalik is a Rashi in Ksubis. It's very easy to miss this Rashi when you're learning. It's a Rashi on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. The significance of the Rashi. Rav Elchanan points out in Kovei Tzaros. He's talking here about kinyan kaspo, and Rashi points out. We're talking about a case of a of yibum. If a man performs yibum on a woman, and that man is a kohen, the woman is allowed to eat truma. The woman's allowed to eat truma. Why is the woman allowed to eat truma? Because once they're married, that's called kinyan kaspo. They're ishto lechol davar. They're totally married. That's all the chora you would have to say. Because they're married, there's a chalos kinyan, and you're good. But Rashi adds, he's kona her, you're kona her through bia. Okay, that's the maisa kinyan. Just as kinyan kesef works, and therefore kinyan bia works, whatever we say about kinyan kesef, we say about kinyan shtar and bia, so it'll work for you for yavam also. I try to be clear on this. Rav Elchanan points out the following. I'll try and be as clear as possible. Mahalach number one in some of the Rishonim, the Avnei Miluim mentions kinyan mamon. Whenever you own someone monetarily, you can feed them truma. Mahalach number two, even if I don't own them monetarily, it's kinyan isser. That's also sufficient to feed them truma. Mahalach number three points at Rav Elchanan, what Rashi's trying to do is something interesting. Why does Rashi have to bring in here this idea of iskas havayos lahadadi, that if it works for kinyan kesef, it also works for kinyan bia? Just lemaisa, the yavam, it's ishto, that's called a kinyan, and it should be good. Points at Rav Elchanan, what Rashi seems to be assuming is an enormous chiddush. Kinyan kaspo amar rachmana may refer not to the chalos kinyan, not to the level of kinyan that you have in this either person or this animal, but to the method of acquisition, the maisa kinyan. And it sounds like Rashi, the way he learns it, Rashi says, who can you feed truma to? Anyone that you did a maisa of kinyan kaspo, that you bought through kinyan kesef. Anyone that you use kesef to purchase, that person's allowed to eat truma. And that's why Rashi was bothered. But how come in a yavam he can feed his wife truma? He acquired her through kinyan bia. That's not called kinyan kaspo. That's called kinyan bia. That's not good enough because we don't care about the end result. We care about the maisa. Therefore, suggests Rashi, that's our iskas havayas lahadadi. We have a din in a gemara mesach kiddushin. Whatever we say about kinyan kesef, we also say about kinyan bia. It sounds like, Rav Elchanan suggests, it sounds like, that according to Rashi, what makes you able to feed someone truma is not the question of what was the result of the kinyan, but how did you acquire them, and therefore Rashi has to be mechadesh, that the manner in which you acquired them, even if it's bia, since bia is compared to the acquisition through kesef, that also suffices. Those are our three main mahalchim. Kinyan mamon and kinyan iser. That's already, you find those lashonos from Rishonim, but the Avnei Miluim in there in Tshuva Siman Yizayin has that discussion about it. And then Rashi and Ksubis, learned by Rav Elchanan, it's referring to the Maisa kinyan. How are we just so far? One, two, and... theory on that. Let's now deepen a little bit. Yeah. What? So, okay, great. Lichora. Okay. None of that's going to work for Bas Kohen because Pashtas, we don't really own our daughters unless you hold the Ram Hilchos Avodah Mitzvah this week, which maybe on some level you sort of do, but we'll keep that, you know, away from me and my daughter. There's definitely no mechanism. There's definitely no Maisa Kinyan at all. Meaning there's a Chalos, there's no Maisa. Great. Okay. What some of the Achronim point out, what the Avin Miluim points out, what Rav Yosef Engel points out, it's already Meduyak and Mishonim, is that Lichora Yesh Lechalek between the people that you're allowed to feed. While they're all included Lichora in Kinyan Kaspo, maybe one can be Mechalek between your wife, your Eved, and your Behema. And let's start like this. When it comes to your Behema, so Lichora, the Kinyan of your Behema, is a pure Kinyan Mammon. When it comes to Isha, if you look at Ani Milum as an example, he points out, Betzarech Lomar, the Behema Shal Kohen, Kevin Lo Shayach Gava, Kinyan Iser, Ve'ein Kan Shum Kinyan Acher, only Kinyan Mammon, that must be Kinyan Mammon. So maybe Behema, says the Avni Milum, is different than everything else. When it comes to the way you're kona a woman or the way you're kona an Eved, that is Kinyan Iser. But when it comes to Behema, that is just something stam which you own. It is not considered to be a real Kinyan Iser. That's also Meduyak a little bit in the Perish Mishnah, as the Rambam in Gidin, in Perak Aleph, Mishnah Vav, where he writes also that Behema's Kohen is pure Kinyan Kaspo. There's no Maila of a Behema. It sounds like the Behema, that's pure, it's a lower level. But again, the way at least Avni Miluim suggests that Isha and Eved, they are on a higher level. Maybe though you could be mechalik between Isha and Eved and Behema. Maybe Eved, and this I think is actually what the Rambam writes here. Yeah, sorry. The Rambam here, if you're getting writes like this. Maybe Eved and Behema are in their own category. Eved's a monetary kinyan. Maybe Machok has shown him, but Eved's a monetary kinyan. Behema's a monetary kinyan. That's kinyan mamo. Kinyan, my wife, that's already considered to be a higher madrega. That's a kinyan iser. We'll figure out what I mean by higher madrega in a second. So we have like this, three models. One way being mechalik is Isha and Behema, Isha and Eved as opposed to Behema, or Isha as opposed to Behema and Eved. The reason why Isha may be different is Isha may not have kinyan mamo. So what we have is a bunch of people who are allowed to eat, but we have chilukim potentially between the level of ownership you have. One, two, and three. Question as to why that matters. Who cares? So let's try to deepen a little bit and to give some hesber. Achilas truma is a mitzvah. We'll speak about this. There are Rishonim that think that before a person eats truma, they have to recite a brachas mitzvah. You have to recite a bracha, or l'shem yichud, if you're more Hasidic, I guess. The bracha is obviously secondary to the l'shem yichud. So if you, that may be something which is really considered to be a mitzvah. The shayla is like this. Yosef Engel and Beis HaOtzar raises the question. Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Derech Amuna in the Bir Halacha and Hilchos Shumos also raise this question. If you look here, Achilas Truma Dihu Mitzvah Chiyadua. The Beis HaOtzar asks two questions. Number one, in Os, in Klal Kuf Samech Zayin. Chanod Isha Stapik Imhu Rak B'Kohen, Masha Ein Kein Eved Kohen, Ozara, Eishas Kohen, Ochlem Truma. Ein achilas a mitzvah rak shehuter lahem leachol truma if nehayosam kinyanim shal kohen o dilma gam achil did hu mitzvah. What's the status of a woman, of a person's wife, a kohen, eishes kohen with truma, or eved kohen with truma? Are they mekayim a mitzvah or is it just mutter? If you understand potentially, again we'll develop this idea in a second, that it's more of a just a Kenyan mammon, and they're your property, and therefore you haven't really elevated the status of the behemoth. It's still a behemoth. It's just owned by me. So it's hard to understand that absent the real status change, the behemoth, and obviously the behemoth, it's more clear, or with an eved, that eved can really eat truma, and that'd be called a mitzvah. Truma, they're owned by me, so I can use it to feed them. But if all I have is a kinyan mamon, I haven't really changed the status of the eved or the status of the behema, and potentially also the status of the isha. She's just someone who's owned. She's allowed to eat it. It's called like a usage of the kohen, but you wouldn't call that a mitzvah. However, lichora, we would suggest, if there's really some sort of a kinyan isser going on, and the definition, the hagadara of a kinyan isser, is more of a status change, that the woman had one status, and now she has an elevated status, especially if that status comes with a kind of kiddusha that may be there, at minimum, you would have an easier time justifying, it's not mukhrah, you'd have an easier time justifying how an Ashes Kohen who eats truma, how that would really be considered a mitzvah. An easier time. Okay. Two steps, we'll get through a third, and then we'll end it with that. Number one, other people than a Kohen can eat truma. We learned that from Kinyan Kaspo. What's the pshat of Kinyan Kaspo? Three mahalchim, Kinyan Mamon, Kinyan Isser, and Maisa Kinyan. Based on that, it's possible to mechalek between Behema and Eved Nisha, between Isha and Eved and Behema. One issue that may impact when those people eat it, is it considered to be a mitzvah, yes or no? Let's go to the third section. One finds something interesting in Rashi, in his Peirush al Torah. It comes from a Sifri. I think it's also in the Yerushalmi. The simple reason, the mucker, for why a Ashes Kohen can eat Truma is because of Kinyan Kaspo. That's what the Gemara says. If you look at Rashi al HaTorah, you find something interesting. Rashi Vayikra Sham, Ashes Kohen Ocheles B'Truma Min HaMikra Hazeh Sha'afi Kinyan Kaspo. We're talking there about Kinyan Kaspo. V'od Lamad B'Mikra Acher. We also learn from another pasuk that an Ashes Kohen can eat Truma, called Tahor Veischa. The Sifri called Tahor B'Veischa is another mucker that an Isha is allowed, an Ashes Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. Why do we have two separate Mikoros? One mucker teaching us that a woman can eat Truma, another mucker teaching us Ashes Kohen can eat Truma. What is the significance of those two different Mikoros? So some Rishonim understand that there is one real Girsa, one real Pshat, and the other is more of an Asmachta. However, if you look at Chitas Rashi, there are some indications that Rashi believes that both are really valid Mikoros. Even the way Rashi writes it, his Peirush al Torah, sounds like there are two drashas that an Ashes Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. So what's really the Pshat? So I'll share with you a Mahalach. Again, there's a lot more to talk about here, but I'll share with you a Mahalach. It's based on the Ritva's Pshat within Rashi. And that's the following. Maybe there's a difference between a woman. One mucker teaches me Erisin, she can eat Truma, Midoraisa. And one mucker teaches me after Nisuin, she can eat Truma, Midoraisa. This will relate some things that we've learned this year about Kiddushin and Nisuin. Let's go like this. Kiddushin, that's where Kinyan Kaspo takes place. That's teaching me that after I have acquired the kinyan, be that a kinyan mamon, a kinyan iser, or the maisa kinyan, and now she's able to eat. Kinyan kaspo refers to the time after she's an erisin. Once there's nisuin, now the other pasuk kicks in, called tahar vesa. What's the difference between kinyan kaspo and called tahar vesa? So suggests the Bad Kodesh there in number 28, Be'akor hatzarech lomar, bevi'uro. Arusa shedin achilasa hu rak midin kinyan kaspo hare kishemes paka kinyano vishuv ein maachila mashein kein beniseis din achilasa hu midin kotahor uvazen naasis kikohenes anin achilas chuma vineschali but that's a bit of a daf shaaf shemes baala kol shadayin agil yavim eno chozeres leves avia. Suggest about course like this. Let's try to build it. After kiddushin, there's a maisa kinyan. After Nisuin, there's more of a relationship. What changes? After Nisuin, she's eating not just because she is the property of the Kohen. She's becoming part of his bias. That's what Nisuin is. Nisuin is the hachnasa lirashuso. It's the chuppah. Nisuin is where her status changes. not like the property of a Kohen, the way she was when she was in Arusa, the way that an Eved is, and the way that a Behema is. That's eating, that's a lower level of eating, that's nowhere near as powerful. Once there's Nisuin, her eating is much more powerful. Once there is Nisuin, so now she's eating Midin, she's part of the bias. Now she's eating because, the way the Bach says it, she likes to become like a Kohenes. She becomes like more of a Bas Kohen, who's eating because of an elevated status. Now she's one with the Kohen. Think of like an Ishto Kegufo kind of a mentality. Now she's elevated, and Ishto Kohen is a higher level person now, and now she's able to eat. He suggests, based on the Ritva Yavamos, that as Nafka Mina, as far as Shomeres Yavam goes, while she's a Shomeres Yavam, if her husband passed away, and now she's waiting for Yibum, is she allowed to eat Shruma or not? So he suggests, not the details right now require some Yavamos knowledge, but he suggests, after Erisin, the whole thing's done and she can't eat Shruma anymore, because the Kinyan was gone. Once her first husband dies, the Kinyan was Paka. But if it's a Din in Beischa, so part of the Chiddush of Yibum is, she's still part of this bias. Part of the Zika is she's still shayach to this bias, in which case she may still be able to eat it. He writes like this: Sha'afta meis baila kol sha'adayin agidah liyavam ena chozeres leveis avia v'lo paka din achilasa b'truma mikra d'chol tahar b'veischa. L'chora also, it is possible in light of that, you have a difference also as far as whether her achil is actually a mitzvah. If you understand that she's eating just meat in Kenyan, so then her status has not been raised enough that her eating truma is really like a mitzvah. But the way the Baal Kodesh says it is that if there's really Nisuin, what's happening is as follows. When she eats it at Nisuin, she's become like a Kohenes. She's become an elevated status right now. Now she's part of that bias. Now she's somewhere which it's much more likely that even if when there's Kenyan Kaspulach or Erisin, she would not be able to eat it, that post Nisuin, already there, she may be able. She may be able to eat it. We tried to speak about tonight as the following. Let's chazer what we did. We tried to point out that when it comes to Truma, so a Tzar is not allowed to eat Truma, a Kohen is. But the distinction between Tzar and Kohen is not as obvious as you would think. When it comes to something like Kachim, and keep this in mind because it's the contrast that we will speak about between Truma and Kachim. When it comes to Kachim, so a Kohen eats Kachim, but he's not feeding your carbon shlomim to his behema. But Shruma is somehow unique. Even though it's limited to a Kohen, and the punishment for a Zar who eats it is serious, Afa Pichain, a Kohen has the ability, the Torah teaches to give it to other people. His daughter can eat it so long as she's still Nichlal in his bias. Once she leaves, no longer. And an Ishto can eat it, his Avadim can eat it, Behema can eat it. And what we want to figure out is, number one, what does it take to be able to eat it? What level of kinyan do I need? Siri Mahalchim. Number two, are there distinctions between them? Behema as opposed to Isha and Eved. Isha as opposed to Eved and Behema with the Papal Nafkamina. Are you actually Mekayim a mitzvah? Yosef Engel's Chakira in Beis HaOtzar. And the third question is that maybe Kinyan Kasp was not the only model. Maybe there are two Mekoros. Why would there be two Mekoros? So what the Baal Kodesh suggests within Rashi quotes both, is that for Rashi we know that there are two stages of marriage, Kiddushin and Nisuin. And we spent a lot of time trying to figure out this year, those of us are learning Ksubis, which is all except for, you're not like Ksubis, are you now? Those that are, that the Kiddushin and Nisuin, Kiddushin something which is more of a, Kiddushin which is more of a Kinyan, Nisuin which is more the way of Chaim, may have said Hashlama, or Matzav Shal Isas, different formulations in Achronim. It's possible that Achar Kiddushin there's a Kinyan, Achar Nisuin there's something much more powerful, Achar Nisuin there's a much stronger connection, and that may really be what is going on. We referenced last week, Bizman Hazeh, we do not eat Truma. That's why all these shaylas are not as relevant, unfortunately. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Bizman Hazeh, what we do is, after we Truma, we are mafers, like referenced last week, with the Shi'urim of Truma, even though Beinonis and Ein Yafa, Ein Ra, 40th, 50th, or 60th, we take off a small amount Bizman Hazeh, because a Kohen is not going to get it anyway. And therefore, this question is not as relevant, but Be'ezra Hashem, it will be relevant soon. Shkaya, guys, have a wonderful night.